This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Hercules Double IPA from Great Divide. It's a Category 14C Imperial IPA. Okay, it's a deep amber-colored beer. Has a tall, off-white, frothy head. And while initially it looks clear, if I look at it in light, it's got some weird floaty things going on. I don't know if that's hops or yeast or protein or what. But, I don't know, it's like looking at sea monkeys in your beer. That's not attractive at all. So, knock off a point for that. Two for appearance. Smelling it. Yeah, it's got a big citrusy hop aroma. But it also has a toasty, caramely malt quality backing it up. And a fair amount of alcohol. The alcohol is pretty big. Light esters. The hops dominate, but the malt and the alcohol are right behind. I think the alcohol's a little too big, so I'll give it a 10. Okay, let's taste it. And thankfully, the floaties don't really make themselves known. It has a really powerful bitterness. You get a little light caramel, malty sweetness initially, but it gets wiped away almost immediately by hops. The hops dominate the palate. The alcohol is forward. Call it moderate flavor. It's fairly dry in the finish. You get a little bit of malt flavor, but mostly a long bitterness in the aftertaste. Medium-high citrusy hop flavor. The yeast character seems fairly neutral. The grain bill seems a little bready, a little toasty, a little caramely. It's fairly neutral. There's a little bit more of it sticking out than I'd like. The hops are screaming, so that's good. The alcohol is a little too sharp. Wonder if that would get better with age. I'm going to give it a 17. I love how dry it is, and I like the hop expression. The alcohol is just a little bit too in your face. So, mouthfeel. It's got maybe a medium body at most, which is good that it's not seeming heavy, moderate carbonation. The problem is it's fairly hot. The alcohol warmth comes out, as does a hop astringency. You know, so it's got some harshness there. Sort of tell it's, you know, hops, because I'm getting a lot of, you know, at the same time I get a lot of that hop flavor. So I'm going to give it a 3 on mouthfeel. I'm taking off for the alcohol and also for the astringency. Despite the appearance and the alcohol, my overall impression for this beer is really good. I'm going to give it a 9 because it's a big drinkable beer. They got the body and the dryness right. The alcohol in it usually will get handled by some additional cellaring. The little bit of harshness that's going to be harder to overcome. I think it's always going to be a highly hopped, harsh, focused, well, not harshness is the focus, it's a hop focus. The harshness is just a quality of the hop. It does showcase American ingredients, malt, hops, and yeast. So that's good. I'm still smelling a lot of hops in it. But the alcohol is a little distracting, so I'm thinking that this could be cellared for a while and smooth out a little bit. But it's they got the body and dryness right, and that really aids drinkability. Good American hop expression. So that adds up to a 41. If it was aged properly and it didn't show floaties, I could easily see it getting maybe 5 more points. So I think this is a decent example of a beer. It's certainly an example of how not to make it taste too heavy or syrupy. It certainly did that right. So that's a Category 14C Imperial IPA, and this is the Great Divide Hercules Double IPA.